Can't Cock and Kelly show.
And look at this guy over there stuffing his face already. He's not going to be able to do the interview.
Yeah, I brought some food in for everybody in the building.
What do you call this thing I'm eating over here?
I think, are you eating spinach pie?
Spinach pie.
There's also a meat pie.
Is that what they call it in Lebanon?
No, there's another name for it. But the kibbe is what most people recognize. It looks like a football. But it's wheat and meat and inside a really savory filling. It's really good.
So it looks like a football.
That's what they call them,
footballs. A little secret most of us know that on Wednesdays you can go down to St. Raymond's and eat Lebanese food.
But yes, it's open to the public.
Yeah, not everybody can get away during the afternoon of a work week.
Right.
So you have an option for to come out and have some of the best food in St. Louis.
So this Saturday and Sunday, it's a chance for everyone to come down and experience the food and the culture. It's Saturday, noon to 10 p.m.
Some onion in this.
Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you guys, the men and the women of the church make all of this food, and they work so hard on it. These are recipes that have gone back 100+ years.
Thousands of years.
Grandparents who came over and settled in St. Louis, right where Shoto and Tucker is, LaSalle Street and Hickory Street. There was a big Lebanese community.
There's a huge Lebanese community in St. Louis.
And that's where St. Raymond's came from, and this is your chance to taste the food. Now, listen, don't worry about the weather. We have inside seating and big tents, so don't let that scare you
and
off.
And secure parking right there.
Parking.
There'll be people to wave you in to
get
in.
Free parking.
And you'll likely be there as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. I got to be there representing the Gazelle family. Yeah, my sister has a booth, so I'll probably be in there helping her.
So do you make this stuff, Trish?
Yeah, I can make it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to let that secret out, because then you'll ask me to make it for you probably.
That'd be nice. I would love an invitation to come over for Lebanese food.
Well, we won't even talk about Michael's last attempt to come to St. Raymond.
Yeah. No,
this is what he does.
I think we need to set the record
straight. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Saturday. He called on a Saturday. I'm on my way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Parents, make a seat. My friend Michael's coming. He just never shows up.
I had a flat tire.
Doesn't even text to say he's not coming. Just doesn't show.
A flat tire and the battery went out on my phone. But it really is some of the best food. I've been over there on Wednesdays. I didn't make it there last week for the Lebanese Festival.
I need a court-appointed special advocate over there, Kelly.
I need a court-appointed something or another. And then you also have
sweets. Talk about these sweets.
Yeah, talk about the sweets and send one over.
No.
Yeah, so you'll see the powdered sugared ones called Mamoul, and some are filled with pistachios or walnuts. And it's kind of like baklava, if you're familiar. With that, but we call it bitlewa.
My wife is Greek. Of course I'm familiar with
that. We call it bitlewa. It's just a little bit better.
Who? Call it who?
Bitlewa.
Bitlewa. That's
but it looks the same. You'll be familiar with it. The desserts are great. So come down Saturday and Sunday. All the info's on my Facebook page, Trish Gazelle. It's public. You can see everything. My whole entire life.
Well, you know what we can't see? Is the powdered sugar stuff. It's still over by you. Let's send that around over here.
For the love of God.
All weekend is a Lebanese fest. Thanks, Morgan. Amazing.
Well, so give us the address again.
It's at the corner of Shoto and Tucker, right across the street from Nestle Purina. You'll see the gold dome that is St. Raymond's. You've probably been in the Cedars for a wedding or a prom, and that's exactly where it is.
Okay, so one of the things that's always bothered me about Lebanese food is there are some dishes that you guys make that you don't cook. Right? What do they call it? Kibbe? Or raw kibbe?
The football-looking thing over there, the kibbe, we will eat it in the raw
like
form.
You
eat it in the raw form,
and
right?
It's almost like pate.
I'm not daring enough to do it. Is it really that great?
It is so... Listen, when I have a steak, I want it done. I don't like it bleeding, and I will eat that raw.
Is that right?
So good.
But they also have cooked kibbe.
Yeah, they have cooked kibbe. That's what he's eating.
This thing's raw over here?
No.
Oh,
are you? Hey, we're having a radio show here. Listen in.
We make a version of it with it raw. And it's
let me tell you, this powdered sugar thing is amazing.
Isn't it good?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's all over your face. Looks like you're back in college.
Please, Saturday and Sunday, come down. We have so much food, and it's homemade by the men and women of the church. And we're Maronite Catholic. We're under the Pope, so... If you go to Mass, it counts. That's all that matters.
Hey, now. So, Trish, you all are your day job here is at KEZK. You're actually on the radio right now?
In like 5 minutes.
And what time do you go till?
3.
So, if people don't want to listen to Rush, they should turn over to 102.5 and listen to Chris
Gazelle. Yes, we got
Trish
80s
Gazelle.
And today, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Bless you, Trish Gazelle.
Thank
we'll
you
all
guys.
Be down there to the Lebanese Fest. That's going to be some incredible food. Hey, you still got your mouth full over there?
Yeah,
you gonna
be
okay?
I can't talk at the moment. Let me wash this down real quick. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, let me ask you, Steve, have you ever had this Lebanese food before?
I have, actually. In fact, I've even made some.
Really?
Really?
What
have
you made?
Yeah, the kibbe meat pies.
You look whiter than me. I have a hard time believing that you can make Lebanese food.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Are you?
I do all kinds of things.
Today.
I was retired and went back to work at Casa of St. Louis.
Wow.
There you go.
That's not easy
Morgan
to make.
Morgan used to
I'm
work
impressed.
With me.
What?
He ran my business operations back when I was a conglomerate. Now I'm just a little.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
dirty secrets you want to share with me that I need to know?
Oh, he knows them all.
Not on the radio. No.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah. Steve and I, we met in a Bible study.
We did.
And he came to work. He was just a great guy. Great guy.
Well, I've never been invited to a Bible study.
Well, you
I wonder
go.
Why.
Yeah,
you I should, wonder you go. Why.
You know what I'm excited about?
You spend, maybe you need
I'm Catholic.
Bible
we don't
study.
Read the Bible.
Hold on, Michael.
That's
stop
so
talking.
True. Stop, it's so true.
Stop talking, Michael. Trish will be into this because she's a music. So next hour.
Yes.
I am playing a recorded interview I did with my idol of all time. Do you know the name Rick Wakeman?
Well, I was outside with you, and he was jumping up and down like a schoolgirl. He was so excited, and I got excited because he was so excited, so I can't wait to hear this interview because I know you were so excited to do
the
it.
The greatest keyboardist that's ever lived, and he was so gracious. We're going to air that interview next hour, and, man, we got all kinds of stuff coming up. First responder.
That's Michael. Our first responder week. We'll talk to one of them. We're going to talk about whether or not you collect stuff. Have you ever thrown out one of your spouse's items?
That's all coming your way here on KMOX.
Hi, this is Charlie Brennan.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Do you have eye sensitivity, fading or dulling of colors, seeing halos around car headlights at night? Do you have cloudy, blurred, or dim vision? Well, don't suffer any longer.